short as possible, inshallah.
And we'll do it before salah as well, but we'll speak about something different. So this way people can benefit. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasul Kareem. One of the most beautiful ayah that the Shaykh read, mashallah, and all the ayah beautiful ways. He said, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajeem. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And before this ayah, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ. Only the one who makes a fool of himself or wants to make a fool of themselves turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turns away from the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That means a person that turns away from Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah says this person is a fool. Because all these prophets and the many prophets and all the prophets came with one message. What was that message? Listen and follow what Allah wishes for you to follow. They did not say, give us this, give us that, build our palaces, nothing. All they said was one thing, follow what Allah wants you to follow. وَلَغَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةَ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So Allah, because of this behavior, reality, and carrying out this aspect of following Allah, Allah says, we chose them in this world, and as far as the hereafter is concerned, they will be amongst the righteous. So we can't say, well, Isa alayhi salam, and take out some faults on him. Musa alayhi salam, and take out some faults on him. Ibrahim alayhi salam, take up some faults on him. Nuh alayhi salam, take out some faults. We can't do that. Because Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That in the Akhirah, they will be amongst the most pure, the best. And if we wish to be amongst them, the Quran is saying, then we also have to choose a lifestyle that Allah has requested of us. Now what is that lifestyle? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told to Ibrahim alayhi salam, what did he say? أَسْلِمْ. Allah says, submit. He didn't say, how do you want me to submit? When do you want me to submit? Oh Allah, talk to me. Why do you want me to submit? I mean, haven't I submitted enough? In fact, you tell your child today nowadays, become a good Muslim. What, daddy, I'm not a good Muslim? The moment they say, daddy, am I not a good Muslim? Mommy, am I not a good Muslim? You have to say, oh Allah, what did I do with my life? What did I do with my life? This is what we learned from this ayah. Now, and young ones are very smart. They'll say, and if you said, but why did you ask me that as a parent? What they're going to say? But I just want to know. And then the wife will start. Yeah, he just wants to know. Or the husband will start with the wife. He just wants to know. She just wants to give them the answer. But they are missing a very important lesson. And what is that lesson? You know, we read the ayah, mashallah, the Shaykh read it very beautifully, where he spoke about the cow. Some of you are smiling. What about the cow? Exactly. When Musa alayhi salam was told, go and cut, Musa alayhi salam told the people, go and cut a cow, what did they say? Ya Musa, what color cow? How big the cow must be? Must it be like this or must it be like this? Must it be old? Must it be young? Allah gave them a severe penalty for that. And what was the penalty? Allah says, okay, it must not be old, it must not be young, it must not be this, it must not be that, and it must be a beautiful cow without any blemish. Now imagine finding the type of cow out there, a perfect cow. They had to go helter-skelter, this way, that way. And the price they had to pay was what? The extent of the size of the hide had to be given in the form of gold. So the hide was, for example, massive. Then they had to make sure that the amount of gold they had to give in order to buy that cow. So lesson number one, don't ask too many questions. Learn the art of asking the right questions. Don't ask questions for the sake of asking. But in America, I remember when I came, everybody finds us to be very unique in America. A kid, you'll see. Why? Why? I haven't seen this anywhere in the world, but you see it in America. And the mother will say, see how smart my kid is? He asked 21 times why. My kid is so curious. 25 years later, I look at that kid. He didn't make it anywhere great in life. And then I wonder, what happened? Well, the kid was not trained to ask the right questions. And everybody found it to be very cute when he was asking silly questions. But you can't say this to kids nowadays, because when you say this, they say you're demotivating them. So we learn from the Quran. Forget about motivation or demotivation. Learn not to ask unnecessary questions and ask the right questions when you ask the questions. Now imagine for a moment, look at it from a Muslim point of view. When we were told to slaughter an animal,
We didn't say, Ya Allah, how big the camel must be? What color must the camel must be? Where must the camel come from? Which part of the world? Ya Allah, does it have to be a goat or can it be a sheep also? Can it be a cow? Oh, if it's a cow, can it also not be a buffalo? If it is the buffalo, how big? Can you imagine the problem we have created for ourselves? So therefore we learn from our religion, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When Allah said, submit, they didn't ask questions beyond. What did He say? أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I submit. That's it, I submit. And this is a very important thing because it will prevent us, inshallah, from a lot of problems thereafter. One of my teachers, we went to him for advice. On the last day of class, you know, you go, you meet the teacher. I said, Sheikh, tell me, give me some advice that I'm going. All he said was, remember this ayah, Aslim, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. Just remember that. And once you do that, Allah will take you places, Allah will make it easy. But the moment you start playing with this, and by the way, unfortunately, I did not take things as serious as I should have from this ayah, and I noticed that the more leeway you give, the more people grab. The more leeway you give, brother, you know, if Allah made it tough and you need to take a loan, then, you know, that's it. Next question will be, can I take a second house on a loan? Can I go third house? Yeah, Ahle Kitab, you can eat, there's that. Next thing, the guy is asking, but what if the pork is not dirty? I've actually heard people ask this in Muslims. What if the pork is, what if you purify it? Then can you eat it? So we as humans, we don't know where to stop. So Allah is saying, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. Just say, I submit and give yourself to Allah. And when you make mistakes, then say, Astaghfirullah, then Allah will guide you. And finally, beautiful ayah, وَوَصَّى بِيَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. Ibrahim and Yaqub alayhi salam advised the children about this. And what advice did they give? They said the following, يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. Oh my children, Allah has chosen this religion for you. It is not something that you got out of your own brilliance and your own academic skills or whatever. Ya baniya, oh my children, Allah has chosen this for you. If you know when you're giving a gift to someone, you ever give a gift to someone? Yes. How many minutes did it take to find? Exactly. Not minutes, sometimes hours, right? Exactly. Because you have to make sure it is perfect, it is nice, it is good. And they will not tell you, where did you get it from? Is this what I'm worth? They will be happy with it. So, Ya baniya, inna Allah astafa. Oh my children, Allah has chosen this deen for you. Fala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Oh my children, please, please, please. What they're saying? Basically, please. Live a life of goodness and morality and dignity. So this way you die, inshallah, as Muslims. This was not enough. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. Now people started arguing about these prophets, etc. And Allah is saying, were you there when I gave them this advice? Or were you there when they gave this advice? No, you were not there. So don't argue regarding this, number one. And number two, when they came time for them to leave, we will ask our children, what do we ask? Are you going to take care of daddy? Are you going to take care of mommy? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? And if you have a wife that loves you, then what she's going to say? After me, you're going to marry someone else? She's going to ask you that. They didn't ask all this. What they asked was the following. Oh my children, who are you going to worship after I am gone? When they gave the answer, I'm going to worship the Allah of Ibrahim and the Allah of Ishaq and the Allah of Yaqub. In other words, are we going to worship what you want us to worship and what we have to worship and what is sensible for us to worship? Then those prophets said, Alhamdulillah. Basically, now we know we've accomplished what we have needed to accomplish. Beautiful ayah, let's share its reality in this blessed month of Ramadan, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Wow, time went out.